Blog Talk Radio.
Chocolate Lady 64. It is July 8th, and it has been a scorcher for the last couple of days down here in the good old Louisiana. And I've been trying to stay inside as much as possible. Today I had to go out for a second because it's so hot. It was 97 degrees when I got in my truck. When I came back, it was 94 after I've done everything for the day. It was still 94 degrees. So it really didn't go anywhere. I'm hoping the same is happening to you guys, that you guys are staying out of the heat. It's dangerous for our elders, and it is dangerous for everybody, actually. I went by to check on my mom to make sure that everything was fine with her, and it was, because she doesn't need it to be out in the heat either. Let's see. If you want to call in to chat with me during the segment, this segment, you may call in at 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. I do have a co-host tonight, just temporarily, till I find me one. I need a co-host. If you're interested, let me know. I'm waiting for him to come in, but in the meantime, I would love to talk about today's news. As you know, we still have the oil spill going on. Something good that came out of some of the badness that happened. They caught the Grim Sleeper. I think that's what it was, the name of the guy who was, that's what they called him. The guy who was doing the killings over, I think it's a 14-year span, and trying to figure out what his name was. He was a junior. I couldn't remember his first name. Let's see if I can find it real quick. And he killed, they said, like, I think it was 11 African-American women and one man. This man has been right in the eye or in the face of everybody because he was working. I mean, he was living a normal life for the past 14, 15 years, and they just caught up with him. That was a good thing. The police officer, if I'm not mistaken, that this happened in L.A., that accidentally shot the young man. When he was grabbing for his taser, he wound up getting his gun and he wound up shooting the guy. They found him guilty of voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter. So they don't know how many years they're going to give him. The guy's name is Lonnie David Franklin Jr. and he's 57 years old. And guess what he was? He was a city trash collector and one time garage attendant at the LAPD station. Isn't that something? How ironic. They were saying how his neighbors described him as a nice, talkative, funny guy. You know, he knew how to do things. He would abduct these women and kill them. They have a man in there. There was a man also. They showed a picture of a guy he killed too. So you have some of the families that are very happy that he's been caught. He won't be able to do this again to anyone else, which is definitely a blessing. He will not be able to hurt anybody else, and that's what we need. If we could do this. And they were complaining about it took them this long. Why did it take so long for them to catch this man? And he was, like, right up under the nose, their noses. Okay, tonight's show is definitely, oh, there was some more news that I wanted to talk about. And I'm not really into the celebrity stuff. I'm into it to a certain extent when I see stuff going on that I will say something about, because that's what our show is going to be about tonight. The Lindsay Lohan saga is what I call it. Finally, they're going to give her 90 days in jail. And she's shocked and overwhelmed and crying and acting a fool. I'm trying to figure out what makes her better than anybody else to serve time. And then she's only serving 90 days. Most of the time when people violate their parole and their probation and everything else, they go for more than that. So I'm trying to figure out why is she so upset about having to go to jail for 90 days. And she probably won't even serve all of that. So that was another so-called interesting situation that happened. Okay, you know, boy, being a star, having all that privilege, you know, can't beat that. You really can't beat that. Okay, enough about that. Now, tonight, this conversation or discussion that I'm going to have right now, and it's about one of these performers, entertainers, as they call them, that I'm not too pleased with. And I'm not too pleased with the influence she has on our young people. And if you're not familiar with who I'm talking about, I will say her name. I don't mind saying it. And I am very much opposed to her. And I know this is just a gimmick, it's just entertainment, but I think she's gone too far on a lot of things that she's done. I am not sitting on my judgment throne to judge her or anything. To each his own, but I just think that we, as aunties, mothers, parents, need to look at a lot of stuff that we're allowing our young ladies. I'm not excluding the guys. I'm talking about young ladies because I'm talking about women that are going to grow up and be women like me and you who are out there. I really want us to really pay attention to the message this young lady is throwing at our children, at our young girls. You know, I'm really fascinated by that. Okay, I'm sorry. her name is Lady Gaga. Okay. And I found some interesting information on her, or what they think is interesting information. They talk about when she was a little girl, she would walk around with her plastic tape recorder, trying to imitate Michael Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, and, you know, and they thought it was all cute, you know, for all of that to be going on. Okay. Let's see. They say she says... She comes from an Italian family. Said she was always an entertainer, even as a little girl. She, you know, thought it was so cute. She was taught how to play the piano at 4 years old. You know, by 13, she had written her first piano ballad. At 14, she played one time Mike Nights at clubs such as New York's The Bitter End by Night, and was teased for her quirky, eccentric style by her convent of the Sacred Heart School. Okay, so she went to a private school. So this lady grew up not in a bad family at all. At 17, she became one of the 20 kids in the world to get early admission to Tisch School of the Arts in NYU. So this is showing you that this young lady is not no ordinary girl. She had these gifts already. But let's talk about where she is now.
You can't.
Oh, you guys, here's my co-host today. We finally showed up, huh?
Yeah, I had to. I was actually talking to some of my other constituents in this little business plan I got going. Renegade Radio 110.10 FM, DJ FM Fresh. It's a whole other issue. But, yeah, I'm pretty well knowledgeable on this stuff. Actually, she got her start in the music business. She actually got hired on at Def Jam. Wouldn't believe it. She worked writing music for a long time at Def Jam, and they signed her and everything, but she never dropped or released one album under Def Jam. She got dropped from, well, actually, Akon. Akon came to the head of Def Jam because he's at Interscope, Convict Music, which is a whole nother issue.
Okay, hold up. Who's Akon?
Akon is the guy from Africa with the bean head.
I know who he is, but
the audience. Oh, Akon. I mean, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Akon. He's actually done music from around the world, so he's not hard to be to recognize. He did a number of songs with like Snoop Dogg, Gwen Stefani, Wyclef. I mean, he's not no ordinary artist. He's actually well established. But the name of his label is Convict Music, which I have an issue with a black man being on a label named Convict, and that's how he sells his music, through Convict Music. But whatever. But Akon convinced Jimmy Iovine, who's over at Interscope, to pick Lady Gaga, which that wasn't her name yet, but he convinced him to get her to come over to Interscope, which is where she's at now. Interscope is also the home of Dr. Dre, Eminem, 50 Cent. They have a lot of, most of their roster is filled with people that, artists that really, that have talent. They just are on a different page as far as the moral standards would go. And they're all interconnected. Like I said, Vivendi Universal owns all of the record labels. So whenever you hear about two rappers beefing, it's illegitimate because they all work for the same people. But it's Vivendi Universal. And, so now she's over at Interscope. They're giving her all the money to do whatever she wants, these wild, elaborate, sacrificial stage shows. She's been on American Idol, where she did the mock sacrifice at the foot of a fountain that was the fountain was, instead of spewing water, it was spewing blood at the end of the act. They gave her the stage for the MTV VMAs, where she really took that step out, and she did the whole sacrifice thing with the paparazzi song. It's pretty interesting. You know, if you're not into the occult, esoteric meaning behind a lot of stuff, I advise you to actually get your mind game up, your thinking, your critical thinking. Don't just take things at face value, because there's always some type of hidden agenda on there. But it's pretty interesting. She rocks the Thunderbolt, which is the actual SS sign. It's the Satan soldier. It was what the Hitler's army would call it, the Nazis. So you'll see a lot of rock stars rock the Thunderbolt. She puts it on her eye. Her emblem is actually the Thunderbolt going through a body. And, it's all got extra meanings to it that people don't even, they just think it's a fashion statement, but it's really not. It's really all self-serving to their own little, whatever weird game that they have going on in the back scenes. But she talks a lot about androgyny and, the problems with male and female, and you don't know how she's really coming. She has all her backup dancers. You won't see one female in her backup dancers. They're all effeminate males. So she's trying to push the gay agenda, as with other artists that are out there. that's trying to really push the gay agenda to make it look like being gay is cool. But, I mean, it's all a preferential thing. I have no issues with either side, but what I'm saying is don't try to push it on to the youth because they're kids. 12-year-old kid was playing their song at a talent show in high school or in a middle school. The next thing you know, he's on the Ellen DeGeneres show. We all know she's a lesbian. Well, no lesbian. So he's playing live on Ellen DeGeneres. Next thing you know, he's talking to Lady Gaga personally. And, I mean, this is just overnight from YouTube to, you know, sitting right next to Lady Gaga, technically. So, I mean, as much as they want to push that gay agenda, folks, I got to tell you, it's not where it's at. And I'm not sure what religious background the listeners are from, and I know they're diverse, but I'm pretty sure we're all under the understanding that I don't think that if being born gay is such a thing, if that's such a thing, that's one thing, but to actually expose people to it just to make them gay, it's just crossing the line. But, you know, it's all, what do you call that? Subjective.
Yeah. Also, I was reading on Facebook, they were saying how she has 10 million fans on Facebook. And they were saying that is a lot. She has, like, the highest number of fans on Facebook. Also, the other day, we were watching on TV about those eyes that she used in Bad Romance, how these girls are now actually buying these contacts. They come out of Asia, so FDA has not approved of them, and they're trying to tell the young girls how dangerous they are. And see, this is what I'm saying, how we need to step up our game as parents, aunties, uncles, whatever, to grab a hold to our daughters and realize that this lady got 10 million followers worldwide. 10 million. That's 10 million little girls. That's 10 million, I'll say that's 10 million girls, young ladies, even some adults are following her. Some of the grown-up women are following her. The women in their 20s are following her. Some of the 30-year-old women are following her. This lady is not anything that anybody should be following. She doesn't have the criteria that you would want to be a role model. And some people literally think she is a role model. She is the change, what we need. But she's forever parading around these symbolisms of an occult. And we, as parents, need to step up to the plate and pay more attention to our children. Do you not agree with that?
I think it's very important, and to add on to what you said about it's not just 10 million girls, women. We're talking gay men, lesbians.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole gay thing, when she accepted the award at the VMAs, she said, "This is for God and the gays."
That sounds very hypocritical.
Not hypocritical. It sounds kind of blasphemous.
Yeah, well, that's what I was.
You know, but they have no couth about them when they say some of the things that they say. That's why some of the lyrics were being desensitized.
Yeah,
and that's why the lyrics are getting more violent. That's why they're getting more vulgar. That's why you're able to see Jack Black do a prayer to Satan in the middle of an award show. Just breaks out and we're all laughing about it, and some of us even joined in. I didn't. The whole time I was watching the show, I advise y'all, if y'all can, just go YouTube some of the scenes from the 2009 MTV VMA Awards. And most of the time what'll pop up is, you know, people showing you the symbolism behind it. I also encourage everybody to check out my good friend Bill. He's over at theindustryexposed.com. And, I mean, I woke someone up last night. I woke up a number of people last night. That's what I call it when I expose them to what's really going on. I woke up a few people last night, and, you know, they were beyond words at some points. They didn't even know what to say. They had no idea all of this was going on. And, you know, it's just a sad commentary, basically. And you got, like, artists like Rihanna. you know, she followed it to a T. Good girl going bad. That was her thing. And at first, if you guys really was tracking Rihanna at the beginning of her career, you know, she was it started out with S.O.S. Somebody Help. That was her first big hit. And it was cute. It was, you know, a young lady just doing her thing, and it was innocent. And now we got I'm So Hard. I mean, it's just the music has left. All she is trying to get out there is the message. And the rock star thing, I mean, just watch the videos for yourself. And if it doesn't strike you as weird or, you know, slightly offensive, then you've been all the way desensitized. And you probably would like to get some of your senses back, because it's very important that you have that. If we're going to walk this Christian road, if we're going to walk this Muslim road, whatever road to religion you chose, it's all tied in deeply into it. And I think that's where the problem lies. People don't understand the detriment that they're facing when they're signing in, you know, to get tickets that are $200-$300 front row seats to see these people worship the devil in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jay-Z throwing up the diamond, and he's saying it's the rock, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. It looks like a pyramid, and he's always putting his left eye through it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can call it whatever you want to. I think it's just, you know, symbolism. You got 30,000 people there. Just imagine if that symbolism that he's using, that pyramid and putting your left eye, just imagine if that, what it means to them, is empowering the devil's work or empowering some dark force that's not God-like. Just imagine a whole stadium full of 250,000 people all doing it at the same time. You know, and he's performing the whole show inside of a pyramid.
Yeah.
You know, it's the symbology. It kills me. It kills me.
Okay, if you want to join in on our chat or you want to call in with questions and comments, you can call us at 347-677-1749. I'll repeat that, 347-677-1749. Now, we were talking earlier about, before we came on air, about how we need to watch the video. And I kind of sit back, and I like to watch music videos simply because I like to see what they're doing. You know, you got to be aware. You can't walk around with a blind eye and say all this and you're not paying attention to what's going on. What I've noticed in the videos, I'll say in the last 3 to 4 years to me, is that the videos have gotten darker. You know, the whole scenery, a song can be a beautiful song, a happy, uplifting song, but they'll turn that whole video into darkness. Black and white is a big color now you see on videos. You didn't used to see all that. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, there was color, you know, reds, purples, yellows, greens. You don't see that anymore in videos. Most of the time, these videos are black and white darkness. And all through the videos, there are signs. You guys need to really pay attention to these videos, because majority of these videos will have one sign I've seen in just about every video that I've watched. It's that Baphomet, the big, long, ram head Baphomet. I have seen that in videos that you don't even think you should see it in, but it's there. If you don't understand what the Baphomet symbol is, you need to read up on it. Can you elaborate more on the Baphomet for me, please?
The Baphomet is basically the devil incarnate, Lucifer himself, and it's the depiction of Lucifer. It's just a depiction of Lucifer as this breasted half-man, half-goat. The picture of it itself has a lot of encoded symbolisms in it, just the picture of him itself. Recently, there was the rapper Baby from Cash Money, you know, Lil Wayne and Baby. Baby from Cash Money recently, you know, he has a bald head, he shaves his head, and he recently actually had a giant red inverted pentagram tattooed on the top of his skull. And, I mean, you know, it really doesn't get that much more blatant than that. You know, they talk about this lifestyle that we'll never understand, or, you know, it's just little slangs and slurs that they throw in there, and you don't even catch it because you're just so caught up in the moment and this lifestyle that they're living. You know, this the big money spending and the jewelry and everything, not knowing that what's going on is strictly behind the scenes. That's where all the real business takes place, and it's things you'll never know about. And, you know, anytime you see anybody throw up the rock star symbol or, you know, that's just, they're pledging their allegiance to Satan. And people don't know it, and it's very, very disheartening to know that there's so many people that could be easily led astray like that. And, you know, it's just, it's what the world has turned to. You know, they'll do anything to keep you away from God and turn you away from God. So that's what they do. They incorporate different things to keep your head nodding and to keep you away from God. And that's what they're on. They'll do it like the headphones that I went to a store today. It's a local store, and it was a national chain. And I went to go sample these headphones that I've been hearing so much about. Well, I get up there, and I get up to the little sample station where you can just put on the headphones, see how comfortable they are, the weightiness of them, how loud they can get, the quality of the headphones. And these headphones, they're called Beats headphones by Dr. Dre. Now, the symbol on the side of it is just a six. They have it shaped like a B, but it's actually just a six. If you notice, you could go back and look at the Eminem, Drake, Wayne, and it was a couple other people in this video called Forever. It was done up by LeBron for his album. But it's not really an album, it's more like a show thing. But LeBron pulls out those headphones three times, and he shows them clear to the camera three times. They're always trying to incorporate the three sixes into everything that they do. They're either throwing up that OK sign, which doesn't really mean OK. It's the occult, esoteric hand gesture for three sixes. It's the sign of the devil. And you'll see Lady Gaga, back to her. You'll see her putting up the three sixes over her left eye. And, you know, she'll cover her right eye in the middle of a conversation. Just at random times, she'll just, you know, just in front of the camera, in front of everybody. Nobody says anything about it. Nobody thinks it's weird or anything. They think it's just her being her.
Yeah.
But it's really not. It's more to it than what we're understanding. And the thing about it is we need to start understanding.
Okay, just like also the Baphomet sign with our fingers, when your index finger and your pinky finger are in between your ring finger and your middle finger and your thumb put together. If you ever see them do that, that's the sign of the Baphomet. Okay? So those are things that we need to pay attention to when it comes to this. And that's the reason why, you know, I'm not saying for you guys to close off your whole life and not, you know, run from everything that you see. We're just saying it's good for us to be more aware of what's going on around us. We get so caught up in everything that we do. You know, I'm thinking of, okay, we're in a recession. Everybody's complaining that we don't have the money, unemployed and everything. But you got these young girls going online, spending $20 a box for these crazy-looking contact lenses that are very unhealthy, that are not approved by the FDA, and they're putting them in their eyes. Okay, so obviously somebody got some money. When you can sit up, like my co-host was saying, you can sit up and go to these concerts and spend $200 and $300 on a ticket to see these people, and you barely can pay your bills. Or you make, oh, my child wants to see this. My daughter, her wish was to go, so I told her I would make sure that she could go to a concert. But you giving them your hard-earned money for something that's not real, okay? These people really and truly worship the devil, and we need to know what it is. We need to keep everyone enlightened on what is going on. I want to take a break, and we're going to play some music, and then we'll come back, okay? And if you want to call in, you may call in at, and again, I'll give you the number. The number is 347-677-1749. This is Chocolate Lady 64. You can call in at 347-677-1749. And what we're discussing tonight is the music industry, the symbolism in the music industry and the videos. And we started off talking about Lady Gaga. My co-host, FM Fresh, is here with me tonight. I'm looking for a co-host. So if you're interested in co-hosting my show Thursday nights, 8 p.m., please feel free to call me and let me know. And we can set it up for you. All right. Let's continue our discussion. Now, FM Fresh, we were talking about the website called musicindustryexposed.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me some stuff that, items or some videos that you were able to, or you saw that they deciphered on there. Can you tell me about some of the videos and the things that we need to watch out for more of? You know, I know there's more than just the things that we mentioned. Can you mention some more or tell us some more about some more stuff we could kind of look out for?
Well, my advice to the people, if you're listening to this right now, that means that there is no excuse as to why you can't explore this information for yourself. Most people won't believe it. When I first was on my path to discovery about a lot of things, people, I got automatically discredited. You know, that's crazy. You know, you can't believe Jay-Z's a part of Illuminati. Now, I don't think he's a part of Illuminati because when everything goes down, Jay-Z is going to be the last thing that any of those rich white people are going to think about. And, you know, just because you got the cash now, I mean, you can say whatever you want to, but in the end, it's going to be, God's going to be victorious. And everything else is just going to fall by the wayside. And everybody's religion, it pretty much ends that way. That you know, that some type of latter-day, you know, catastrophic event is going to lead to whoever they choose to worship to have them return and, you know, remold and reshape the earth. But for now, I mean, you got, Christina Aguilera. I mean, anybody that comes out of the Disney factory, that's what I call it, your Britney Spears's, your Justin Timberlake's, your anybody that comes out of that Disney factory is pretty much in on the other side. And that includes everybody.
List me some names. List me, give me some names that I can put my put.
Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. That last video she did. You Can't Change Me. Is that what it's named?
Yeah.
Okay. That video. That music video alone.
Shouldn't have been done by a 17-year-old.
A 17-year-old girl. That video alone is awesome, okay? That video has so much symbolism in it, and the song. And you guys, you got to understand, the way they can get to us is through the lyrics. Listen at the lyrics. You know, we get so caught up in the music. Listen to how they're singing. Every time they're singing about love doesn't necessarily mean they're talking about love. It's everything has a symbolic meaning to it. And it's not for us to sit around and be afraid, and it's just be aware. There's a difference in being afraid and being alert and being aware. You need to know what you need to know what to look for when it comes to your young girls who walk around in all this black. The young men walk around all this black and lipstick on black, the goth look. All of that connects, okay? And I'm not, because you have the religion Wiccan. I'm not trying to destroy anybody's religion, put down anybody's religion, to each his own. I'm saying in my community, I don't want my children or my neighbor's kids or any of my relatives or my kids even dealing in that, because that is the road to destruction. Those people got all that money. They can do whatever they want to with it. You're struggling trying to make sure your bills are paid every month, you know, and you trying to make sure your work, unemployment checks don't run out. And these people are living nice. They got it all because you know why? Because it's us. We're allowing them to do what they're doing. We're putting up with it, and we think it's fine for them to act the way they do.
Right. And, I mean, it extends way past these people that this elite that entertainment is to keep you
entertained.
And yep. And people take advantage of that. We live and die in front of our TVs.
Yep.
And we go to these giant he was the lightning bolt, whatever it was. The lightning bolt is, like I said earlier, symbology. It's a movie. Percy something something in the lightning bolt, and he's chasing his lightning bolt or whatever the plot of the movie is. But it's all about sorcery, magic, dark magic, Greek goddesses, and all this other stuff. And it's Hollywood is really, I mean, I wish I could explain the in-depthness of it, but it could go so far as back, to the very beginning. I mean, to the very, very beginning, Hollywood has always been a corrupt place. And actually, the name of it comes from Hollywood, which was incorrect slang at that time, but it alluded to priests and people of holy and religious stature engaging in sexual misconduct with whomever that was a part of their rituals. But, I mean, everything you see from the Matrix is more true than you think. It's people need to unplug. That's basically what it is. It's stuff to keep us entranced. Mm-hmm. Like they're having this big deal about LeBron James and what team he's going to go to. That doesn't matter. What really matters is the fact that China just surfaced their new super weapon that the United States had no idea they ever had. Mm-hmm. You know, we're poised for World War III right now. But we're more worried about what LeBron is doing, what team LeBron is going to, what Kobe's doing. Nobody cares about that. Well, the people that do care about it are totally missing the point. Mm-hmm. That's why they spend so much money on keeping you entertained. They spend a lot of money on these movies. We're in a recession. America is dying slowly at the wallet. Mm-hmm. But we're still able to put out these multi-million-dollar movies. And I don't understand where the money's coming from. I really don't, unless it's somebody that has the money that's giving the money to these production studios.
Which they do.
Which is what's going on.
Continue to promote the...
No, it keeps us distracted.
Yeah.
That's why Eclipse with the Twilight Eclipse, everybody's into that.
Oh,
I haven't seen one episode or whatever. I thought it was a commercial of some sort. I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even interested in it.
It actually started out, it's a book series. Yeah. Now, you got to remember, before Twilight, you had Harry Potter. You had to remember that. What was Harry Potter?
I mean, it's all got to do with magic. They're all trying to push this magic and bestiality thing on us.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm supposed to be one of the cool kids, And maybe I'm supposed to actually be into this, but I can't. I can't find myself even being remotely interested in some fictitious make-believe. Now, if you want to, like we covered a couple of weeks ago, Greenwood, Oklahoma,
yeah.
The Black Wall Street. If you want to make a movie about that, which they will never do.
It hasn't done. I don't think
they're not going to do it. They're not. Hollywood is not going to spend the money on talking about some, excuse my language, niggers. They're not going to do it. That's just the way they see it.
Yeah, because we don't have a lot of African-American.
Exactly. And then all the African-American actors that we have are all sold out. You got Will Smith. If you ever look and notice, all your favorite African-American actors have
that's
had
right.
to degrade themselves in front of that camera.
Yep. I'm acting like
now, Clint Eastwood is a revered. He's 78,000 years old. He's directed movies on top of movies.
Yeah.
You've never seen him dressed like a woman. You've got Denzel, who's won Academy Awards and all kind of Oscars, but, you know, you never seen him dressed like a woman. Oh, wait a minute. But in the movie Training Day, he did really get shot in his behind.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his gift was. That's what he had to give up. You have to actually take a bullet in your ass, black man.
Mm-hmm.
But you got your Will Smith, who played a gay guy in that one movie.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia
Story.
No, it was Philadelphia with just Tom Hanks, and he had
yeah.
the AIDS and
yeah.
all the extra stuff.
You got to think of Wesley Snipes. How many times Wesley Snipes has played a woman?
To Wong Fu, Thanks for the Memories, Julie Newmar.
Yep.
I've never watched it.
But that's not the only one. He played in another one, too.
Well, I'm sure he's played in plenty of them.
You got a lot of the African-American actors that have
And what
played.
They want you to do is they want you to break yourself. Break yourself with his white money. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to need you to break yourself and dress up like a woman. Will Smith, one of the most highest. There's nothing Will Smith can do wrong. He's even got his kids involved and, you know, Jackie Chan, too. I don't know. But he's dressed up like a woman. Now, we all talk about this street credibility thing and everybody's so hood and all these thugs and gangsters and all this other stuff. It's all just fictitious. It's all fictitious facade that they put on to keep things going. In the meantime, while they come up with a new scheme to get your money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, anybody else that would have did that, all that street cred would have been going, man, you dressed up like a woman, blah, 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 this. You're cross-dressing now for the money, blah, blah. That means you're willing to do anything for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, even give up your manhood. Or participate in a movie like I, Robot, where they're promoting the cross between human and robot.
Yeah. So it's all out there. The symbolism is out there. And we dummies, and I say dummies, we go and we buy and we sit in the movie theater and we
spend $40 on popcorn and cake.
Candy. And then we go home, and I'm going to say it like this. We take in a... make copies of it, bootleg copies, and we sell them to other people so they can watch it. You know, so it perpetuates itself. It keeps going on and on. No matter at what cost, I'm going to watch this, or I'm going to make sure my family watch it, you know. So, I mean, to me, and as a Christian, and I am a Christian, To me, maybe I'm not looking at it in the correct way, but it doesn't look like we're fighting it anymore. It really don't. It looks like
we're welcoming it now.
We just sit down. We don't want to fight anymore. We're scared to fight. Because we're scared to fight because it's everywhere now. We've allowed it to be everywhere. We've allowed it to be everywhere.
And
so,
your Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials, your McDonald's commercials, your Kmart commercials, your Macy's commercials. Macy's logo is a giant red star. And if you look at the latest Macy's commercial, the red star spins around a lot, and it lands upside down a lot during the commercial in the little brief 30 seconds.
Let's check that out.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, being awake and noticing all the symbolism that goes on around you, it makes you look at, you can't even enjoy the things you used to enjoy because you know what the truth
behind it is now. Yeah, and some people want to stay asleep. They don't want us to talk about it, and, you know, you're just jealous because you don't have all the money. Believe me, sweetie, I'd rather be a poor old soul than to be a rich fool. That's just me.
Yeah, say, what does it profit a man to gain the riches of the world? The price of his soul.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. They're selling their souls.
They've sold their souls.
Okay.
Okay, we were talking earlier about a video. Give me a video, and I want you to go through that video scene by scene and tell me what is in that video. Because since we can't see the video, or you guys can't see the video, talk us through a video. Give me a video and talk us through it.
Since Lady Gaga has really stepped the video genre up to a whole another level, her latest outing is a song called Alejandro. And by the way, the mention of the bootlegging, the reason that they're really trying to crack down on bootlegging is because the only way that these elite people can get their money back is to get you to go see the movie. And when you bootleg it, you're taking money out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
These artists and actors, they were paid before the movie even started shooting. They were paid before the movie even started shooting. And you can believe that. But, let's see. Alejandro, it has gay Nazi soldiers being raped by Lady Gaga. Let me see. It's a very, very elaborate thing. Spiritual transformation. It includes the Sacred Heart. There's a procession, a funeral procession with Lady Gaga in the front, and on the pillow she's holding the Sacred Heart of what was depicted in pictures of Jesus was the Sacred Heart wrapped around the thorns with the crucifix in the top. She's carrying that around with a syringe in it, and it's, you know, cold and frozen looking.
Mm-hmm.
She's dressed in a nun outfit. She's wearing another outfit that's red and white and black. That has inverted crosses on them, and I mean, you know, she became a god during this video.
Mm-hmm.
When she swallowed the rosary beads that, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Catholic people, they pray with that. That's
mm-hmm.
their way of connecting with God of some sort.
So, in other words, through the whole video, she's messing with religion.
Yeah, she's making sure that she's covering all, she's getting a piece of all the religions just to let everyone know that I am here, I am Lady Gaga, and if you have a problem with it, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm spiritually transformed.
Mm-hmm.
I've used the devil to elevate me to places that you'll never be. And believe me, you know, these people aren't happy. These people aren't happy. They got all this money, and they got all this stuff, you know, and they never, ever, they lose sight of why they really started. Because in the beginning, as we said, you know, she started out smart. She was, you know, ahead of herself. And then, you know, they got a hold to her. And that's what happens when you get, you know, when you fall down that rabbit hole.
And once you fall down that rabbit hole, your soul is going with it, right?
Well, I think that's what happened with Tupac. Tupac realized what had happened, but it was too late. And I don't know if anybody really knows this. Tupac was talking about starting his own political party. And he was really, really going with that. He was really starting to take off with that, and he was going from place to place and promoting starting his own political party
mm-hmm.
for the people. And, you know, that'll get you killed. That's the quickest way to get you killed. And on top of that, you owe us because we made you who you are.
So, okay, now, you're saying that I want to bring this question up. So you're saying that these people can never get out?
You're going to have to pay that hefty price.
So what is the price that they have to pay to get out?
You have to turn into Lindsay Lohan. You have to become unmarketable.
Even
in that girl's time of trouble and trials and everything she's going through, they're still managing to put her on the front. They're going to embarrass you. They're going to drag you through the mud. They're going to T.I. you. They're going to stick you in jail. And the only way you can get out.
That.
Yeah, everybody's going to jail.
Everybody goes to jail, and then when they come out, they're better and bigger than they were before they went in.
Exactly.
So what's the deal with that? What is the lockup?
That's the breakdown. In the Masonic, I learned a bit about it, but in the Masonic initiation process, i.e. Taylor Swift and Kanye, the person that's getting initiated has to be made to feel as though they're not worthy,
mm-hmm.
publicly embarrassed.
Yeah, humiliated.
To throw a black man in jail, you're falling right in line with the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got all this money, but I can still throw your black ass in jail.
Exactly, exactly.
So, with that being said, what happens is they throw him in jail, and this man is a I don't know how many times convicted felon, but, I mean, he had a table full of guns that would make any person a gun enthusiast. That would make you want to go straight to a gun show and be like, yo, I got all this stuff, how much you want for it? He had enough guns to start his own little war. And he collected them. That's what he collected them under the guise of a gun collector.
Mm-hmm.
You're a umpteen-time convicted convict, and now you're a gun collector.
And you're not supposed to have
You're not even supposed to have guns. You know that, and I know that. But he gets off for 6 months. Now he's got two mixtapes out. He's promoting, touring, working. I'm sure he's working on a new album.
Mm-hmm.
You got Gucci Mane, who from the time I heard the first song, knew this guy had little or no talent. And I could be quoted on that. I can tell you the truth, because that's what it's all about, telling people the truth.
Yeah.
And he goes to jail. He comes back. Now he has a whole little clique called the Brick Squad. You got this other guy, Waka Flocka Flame. That says it in itself. I don't even have to speak on that. You know, and what they're promoting is not even a healthy lifestyle. It's not a realistic lifestyle to the listener.
Yeah.
The only person it's realistic to is people that indulge in bad things. You got your dope dealers who don't want to change, who are just, you know, polluting the neighborhood and, you know, killing ourselves, our own other black people.
Yeah, our own people. That's what we do. That's what we perpetuate. That's what we do. We continue to kill each other and get mad at people.
Because that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's the business.
That's either we killing each other or we having sex with each other. I mean, either way it goes. I mean,
and Atlanta is a hotbed for homosexuality. And y'all know it. I know it. We all know it.
Washington, D.C.
Hotbed for homosexuality. These are places that were strategically picked. To indoctrinate black people. When I hear about these college students pledging Greek fraternities and stuff, what do black people know about being Greek? The very essence, the bare bones minimum, the whole ordeal, what do you know about being Greek?
Not nothing. Because we didn't.
Greeks were a bunch of pagans.
Yep.
So to be Greek and say I believe in God is an oxymoron, it's a contradiction in itself. To be a part of the Eastern Star, this long-standing tradition, I'm an alpha, my daddy was an alpha, I'm this, I'm that, ski weed and all that other stuff. That's all, you can't pledge both. It's either choose this day whom you will serve.
So that connects with the skull and bone, you think about
the skull and bone,
all that connects.
It all adds up, and people see the alphas, but people don't know, is the original, I believe, the original Greek fraternity that ever just, take it there, the Alphas. That's where it started at. The Alphas is an offshoot of the Skull and Bones, where your Bushes and your Cheneys, all those people came from. They created a black faction of the Skull and Bones, but they only, just like in Masonic orders, you only know as much as your level knows. So if, say I created my own group, and I have more knowledge than they do, and I only want to tell them so much, or I want to tell them whatever information I want, I could lie to them. And all I got to do is put money in their hands, they're going to go for it. And that's what we've done. We've built a whole lifestyle off of this nonsense. Nonsense. The bare bones issue of it all is you can't play both sides of the fence. You can't. You got to pick one side. And no. everybody's not willing to pick one side because we're so stuck in this organization type deal where we're all interconnected inside of an organization. Now, I want to become a member of a fraternity, but I don't meet the requirements. What are the requirements? What makes those people different from who I am as a person? Are you saying that they are better than me? How are they better than me? What is it that they can do that I can't do?
Well, because your dad wasn't a Mason, nobody was you got to understand, it's a family-oriented thing.
Yeah, they say to be one, you just ask one.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying all of them are bad. I know some Masons very personally. And they are very good-hearted people. Very good-hearted people. But up at the top, they're on the lower levels. They're on the levels of four and below. What's really in the problem area is that 25, 26, that 30 and above. Once you get up to those levels, now you're being chosen. Now they're hand-choosing you based on your duties and your how helpful have you been to their agenda. And it's been infiltrated by the occult. It's been infiltrated by dark magicians. And, I mean, it's up there, man.
You know, that, not to get off the subject, we only got about 5 or 6 minutes left, but I'm just reading about LeBron James, because we mentioned him earlier, and if you notice, when he before he plays a game, he does all...
Oh, yeah,
he
the
has
whole...
A little ritual.
Yeah, he has a ritual.
Before he plays a game. Now, according to this, Miami, he picked Miami, since everybody seemed to make a big deal about where he's going to play. According to the news, he chose Miami. So he's going to go to Miami Heat. Is that what they're called?
He's going to go to Miami Heat. LeBron is going to change his number to, I believe, 24 or something. It's going to add up to 6. Or if he doesn't, just change his number to 6.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said to do. That's what he intended to do.
Okay.
So it's you know, I mean, these people aren't playing.
No,
they're serious about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the Illuminati, they, whether you believe in them or not, they're paying people to promote a certain type of agenda.
Yeah.
And if you're not promoting that certain type of agenda, they're not going to pay you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's either you do what I say and get paid or don't get paid.
And the thing is, we're so obsessed with celebrities. We are so, I mean, I'm listening to people how they talk about these people like they're idols and gods, you know. We've gotten our attention off of, I don't care what religion you are, I really don't. But if that spirit or whatever it is that you believe in, that entity that you believe in that has a higher power over you, if you're allowing all this other stuff to distract you, then you know what? It's what you're believing in, it's useless. It's useless. So, I mean, people are obsessed at every move these doggone stars that shit, excuse my language, piss, drink, fight, just like we. They're no different than we are. They're just getting paid more. That's it.
They're getting paid more to promote a certain type
They're getting paid to promote all this stuff that goes on. We have to be more aware, you guys. We have to wake up. We have to wake up. We have to pay attention. Even though, you know, and we have to understand this too. What God said is going to happen, it's going to happen. We have no control over that. But we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. If nothing else, be prepared for whatever's coming for us.
All I know is when Jesus comes back, I don't want to be worried about what Lil Wayne doing.
No.
I don't want to be the person worried about what time Gucci Mane starting his performance. I don't care. I really don't. The music is one thing, and it's entertainment, but entertainment is not supposed to be a 24-hour circus.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not really supposed to take... Oh, well, I guess we got to wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Fine. But, yeah, I mean, you guys, just pay more attention. Please
yeah.
be more cautious.
Be
and
more
careful.
Cautious on what's going on.
Because they're not playing. They really want your soul. They want you to be... just distracted away from God when the end times come. They want you to be worried about something that's not important when America decides to declare martial law. I talked to someone last night, just a side note. Martial law, they were telling me that martial law isn't all that bad. I think it's a great idea. Once martial law takes over, you get chipped and all that other stuff. I'm not taking it. You're not taking it, because I know you guys, if you're even listening to this, you're very intelligent. And I hope we woke you up.
I'm hoping we're waking you guys up. This is Chocolate Lady 64. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, I'm going to try to get on the authoress. Her name is LaDonna Summers. We're doing some negotiation right now. to come on the show and talk about a book that she wrote about domestic violence. And the name of the book is My Husband, I Was Married to Satan. I think that's the name of the book. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So you got, and it's dealing with domestic violence. So I'm hoping I can get her next week. Tune in to us next week. This is Chocolate Lady sounding off. You guys have a great evening, and bye-bye.
Renegade Radio.